Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about what to do to stop your customers from churning during this pandemic.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That we're dealing with right now, the COVID-19 pandemic, coronavirus, whatever people are calling it today. And in this case, I really want to hear from you, Stelly, because I think you've thought about this a lot more than I have.
Yeah.
So, how do we stop churn?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, we might have to accept that some amount of churn is unstoppable, right? So I think
it's also an unfair question.
Yeah.
Stopping churn is difficult in the first place.
It's just not, without a pandemic.
So that's why I'm like, hey, Stelly, I'm going to ask you, like, what do you think?
Yeah. I think a couple of things, though. I think you should always be working on improving your retention. You should always be working hard to earn your customer's business and to slow down churn or stop it or improve on it. But especially during a pandemic, I think that companies, because of this intense environment, might make some mistakes. So first, I'll tell you the things I think you shouldn't be doing. What you shouldn't be doing, in my opinion at least, is stop communicating because you think if I would either call or email or in any other way contact somebody that wants to cancel right now, cancel my service or my product, I will just make them more angry, or it's unreasonable to try to communicate or change their mind right now because this is such a crisis that if I reach out and talk to them, this is such unethical behavior that what I'll do is I will just not get in touch with anybody, right? I'm just going to let them leave in peace, basically. I do understand the niceness from which this thought maybe arises, but I do think it's misguided. The second thing you shouldn't be doing is you shouldn't make up a story that gives you permission to be lazy around this, which means don't, even if you think it might be reasonable to reach out to them, you might sell yourself on the story. And I see this with many companies that think, well, there's nothing I can do here. It's a pandemic. What could I do to stop this churn or to influence it or to improve it? There's nothing that can be done. So what you're doing is you're making yourself a victim. And you're creating kind of a passive-aggressive position where you say, well, these customers are churning, and of course they are, and there's nothing that can be done about this. It's not that you don't communicate because you think you're going to annoy people or it's unreasonable or unethical or selfish. You're not communicating because you think you cannot have any impact. You couldn't possibly offer anything of value. I think both of these attitudes right now are bad. Here's what we are doing. Here's what I advise people to do. And I see others succeed with. Number one, I think we'll get back to something we've been saying for over 500 episodes, almost on every fucking episode we've ever recorded, which is talk to your customers.
Right? That's right.
Talk to your fucking customers, or fucking talk to your customers. Your customers are not fucking, they're awesome. Right? And try and work hard to understand them, to generate what we call customer intimacy. Like, be intimate with them so you truly understand, you're close to them, you understand how they think, how they feel, what they're going through, what their pain points are, so you can serve them well. That's always true, but never is it more true than during a pandemic, which is a new favorite thing to say about almost everything we say now. We're like, never more true than during a pandemic. So here's why. So what I would tell people is, as your customers may be churning right now because of COVID-19, reach out to them, right? And you should reach out to them in multiple ways. One is proactive. Don't wait for everybody to cancel. And don't wait for all your customers to try to figure out how to cancel or, you know, putting you on a chopping block, right, on a spreadsheet trying to decide, should we cancel this service or not? How about being proactive? Maybe you want to reach out to customers now and offer them ways to save money. Proactively, right? Don't let them figure this out on their own where they might conclude to just cancel outright. Maybe there's better solutions. I've seen companies offer customers emails and say, hey, if you're currently looking to cut cost, some businesses are expanding right now, have more business than usual, but if you're not, here's a list of things you could do to save money on our service and still get the benefit. Maybe you can downgrade to a